Okay, today we're going to begin the 11th parak of Maseches Chulin. So this is parak Reishis Hagez. Reishis Hagez, Noeg Baretz Uvechutz La'aretz. The din of Reishis Hagez, that the first wool that comes off of the animal, you have to give to the Kohen, when you own a sheep. So that applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. B'fnei Abayis, Shlo B'fnei Abayis, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash around. B'chulin Avelo B'Mikdash, and it doesn't apply to Hegdash animals. Chomer B'zorah V'lechayim Akev. In a certain sense, Zerah L'chayim Akeva are more chamer than Reish Sageiz, says Zerah L'chayim Akeva Noagim B'Bakar B'Tzon, because Zerah L'chayim Akeva apply to cattle and to sheep, B'Merubah B'Mu'ah, to whether, no matter how many animals or how few animals you have, Reish Sageiz, in Noagil B'Ruchelos, Reish Sageiz only applies to sheep. Obviously, cattle don't have wool. They know Noagil B'Merubah, and it only applies when you have a whole bunch of sheep that are shorn at the same time, because even though it says the word sown, that means both sheep and goats. We derive that it's only about sheep, and it means many sheep. That is only when there are a bunch of sheep that you shear all at the same time. So moving along to Mishnah Beis, says the Mishnah V'kamu hum ruba. So you just said many sheep. What's many? Beishami omrim shtei rechelos, two sheep. Shneamar yichaye ish eglas bakar ushtei tzon. Beisil says Chamesh, many means five. Shnemer chamesh tzon asuyos. Rabbi Dosman Akinus Omer, chamesh rechelos goes as mana mana pras chayavs reish sageiz. If you have five sheep and you get a mana and a pras off of each of them, then you're chayav in reish sageiz. V'cham omrim chamesh rechelos goes as kol shehi. No, if you have five sheep that produce any amount of wool, is chayav in reish sageiz. V'kamenos, no, how much of the wool do you have to give to the kohen? Mishkal chamesh slam Yehuda, the weight of five slaim in Yehuda sheineser slam begalil, which would measure the same as 10 slaim in Galil, meluban velot soi. If it's clean, but not dirty wool. If it's dirty, then the dirt doesn't count into the weight. Yeah, you have to only weigh the actual wool. Kedei lasas mena beged katan. You have to give enough that the kohen can make a beged out of it, at least a small beged. Shemar titen lo shebo kedei matana. You have to give him something that's substantial. Lo hispik lo ad shetzva'o. If you didn't give it to the kohen and you already dyed it a color, so pater. Levana velot tzva'o, libna velot tzva'o. But if you only whitened it, then chayiv. Then you still have to give it. Halokeach geiz tzona shel nachri. If someone bought the wool of a non-Jew's sheep when it was still attached to the sheep, and then you did the shearing, patim reish sageiz. Since the animal belongs to the nachri, it's part of reish sageiz. Halokeach geiz tzona shel chavero. If you buy the coat on that's currently on someone else's sheep, im shira mocher. So if the owner of the sheep keeps any for himself, hamocher chayv, then he's the one that's chayv in reish sageiz. But lo shi'er, if you buy all of the wool that's on his animal, halokeach chayv, the guy who's doing the buying is chayv. Ha'ilo shnei minim, if a person had two types of sheep, shchufos ulevanos, he had gray ones and white ones, machlo shchufos avlo levanos, and he sold the wool of the gray ones, but not the wool of the white ones, zecharim avlo nekevos, so the wool of the males, but not the females, zenos en liatzmo, then each person, both the lokeach and the mocher, have to give their own reishis hageiz, independent of one another. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, we said that reishis hageiz applies even in chutzaretz, and even when there's no beis hamikdash, but only to chulin animals, and we said Zerah L'chayim Akeva has a certain chumrah over Reish Sageiz because it applies even to Bakar and even to a Mu'at, whereas Reish Sageiz applies only to sheep and only to a lot. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that Meruba is a machlokas Pesham Besil, whether it means two or whether it means five. And then we discussed whether each of the five could just produce a kolshu as a machlokas Tanaim or have to produce a certain amount. And you have to give enough to the Kohen that's substantial enough that he can make a small baguette out of, and if the wool is already dyed, you're not going to be chayiv to give it anymore, but if you just whitened it, you will be chayiv to give it. If the animal belongs to a nachri, then it's totally part of Reish Sageiz, even if you bought all of the wool. But when you buy all of the wool on your friend's animal, as long as it's all of the wool, you're the one that's chayiv in Reish Sageiz. If you buy the shearings of one type of animal, not the other, then you're both chayiv in Reish Sageiz. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with the 12th parak of Maseches Chulin.